Sis, when was the last time you tried something just for you? Not for your spouse, your kids, or even your house, but just for you. We have to start unpacking the guilt that whispers or maybe even shouts that you don't have time or resources when it comes to your needs, wants, and desires. To know and insert the truth that God actually loves when you nurture the gifts He's placed inside of you. That could be dancing, maybe you take an art class, a side hustle, or just quiet time with Him. Just know that it's not selfish, but self and soul care. The time is now to discover or rediscover the things that light you up. Let's go. Hey sis, are you ready to gain tools and skills that will result in you fully living in and up to your God-given potential and purpose? Is it time for you to reclaim your identity, achieve time management hacks, and finally master greater self-discipline? Well, if that sounds like you, you are in the right place. Let's go. Look, I know we are all busy and we find it difficult to lean on others to help us. But I have an amazing Facebook community of women who show up for one another to encourage, inspire, and help each other to grow. We share tips, skills, and advice from our own personal experiences, plus so much more. So come join us at Jada Hartfield, Life and Success Coach. Can't wait to see you there. And also, I have recently created a journal called Reclaiming Your Identity that I truly believe will be instrumental to you on your journey. The link is in the notes. Go grab yours now. Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Unblocking Your Purpose. I am your host, Jada, and I am, as always, excited to have you here. Whether you are watching me on the YouTube channel or if I'm up in your ear, I am excited that you took a little bit of time to be with me, and let's get into some more topics for our amazing mamas out there. So this week, I want to talk about having permission to play again and how moms, how we can try new things without guilt. So we've been talking a little bit, you know, getting back to who we are, what our purpose is, things that we have lost along the way of growing up and getting all the titles that we now have. How do we get back to some of the core of who we are? And in the midst of that, how can we play? How can we, you know, shake off some of that stringent, okay, I have all the responsibilities, I have to take care of all the people and all the things, and how can we turn some of that focus on us? And so that's what I wanted to talk about because, you know, can you tell me or tell yourself, when was the last time that you did something that just made you feel alive? Like, just because, you know, not something that was productive, not something that was even useful or necessary, but just something that was fun, that brought you joy, that just made you say, you know what, that was a good day or a good moment or whatever. When is the last time that you have done that? What sounds fun to you? You know, maybe even something that's challenging that you've toyed with or thought about and you were like, no, I can't do that because I have to do X, Y, and Z. You know, you could do a dance class or, you know, start a side hustle. That's been something that I've enjoyed doing. Or maybe you're into painting or simply just stopping and reading a book, you know, without multitasking. Just taking a break. What does that look like? What does joy look like? What is that thing? And I said in the last episode, like, start writing this stuff down because we often get so caught up in all the day-to-day things and thinking of what's coming up, you know, even next month and now we're into the holiday season. But what are some things that you would just find joy in doing and writing those down? And not that you need permission. And even though I titled it that, you know, titled this episode is that, have permission to play. Have permission. Give yourself permission to just let go and have moments that bring you joy. So, you know, with motherhood, it should not come at the expense of our passions, you know, our desires, or even our curiosity, because God placed those desires in our hearts for a reason. You know, and I often say, if something comes up, it needs to come out. If there's something that you've wanted to do and you've put it to the side, but it keeps coming up for you, whether you're seeing something or hearing something, reading something, watching something, Maybe you're even having dreams about it, but it's coming up. Maybe it's something that God has placed in your heart and it's something that you need to say yes to. That's all good. So, you know, now is the time to give yourself permission, permission to explore, you know, permission to experiment things, permission to just enjoy what lights you up. And doing all this without guilt, because that is the worst, right? To sit here and be like, oh, I would like to do this. And you might even find that dance class you want to do. But then in the midst, you're like, oh, but in me doing this, am I taking away from my child? In me doing this, am I taking away from my family? We have to learn that doing things for us, for self-care, or in this instance, like finding joy in something that we wanted to do, or getting back to maybe a hobby that we've put to the side because of life and responsibilities, we have to understand that picking these things up, that does not mean that we're, you know, neglecting our responsibilities. It doesn't mean that we are not taking care of those that you know, that need us and rely on us. It doesn't mean that. Matter of fact, it might actually show up the opposite, that if we are doing those things that make us smile and, you know, we get to get excited and be like, hey kids, let me tell you about what mommy tried today or what mommy did. You know, that is teaching them. That is showing them that yes, if there's something you want to do and you find a way to do it, go after it. Don't we always tell them to follow their dreams and try and, you know, don't be scared of failure, that there's lessons in everything, right? So if we're sitting up here telling them that, or even with your husband or your friends or your parents, whoever you're encouraging and saying, go try it. It's going to be okay. Go do this. Do the things that are going to make you happy. Why is it that we can tell other people that? And then it comes to us and we're like, I can't do it. Oh, I'm going to be looked at as a bad mom if I spend some time on myself. I'm going to be looked at as a horrible mom if I spend money on me versus buying my kid the 100th toy that they're not even going to appreciate, right? Why are we allowing other people, society, or whoever we're listening to dictate the things that we do? Because really and truly, we should be leading from the front, even, you know, through our church or through our families, our work situations, our communities. We should be showing up as that instead of just do as I say, not as I do. So let's get after it. Think of what you would say yes to. Think of the big things. Think of the small things. Make a list so that you can say, you know what? I deserve this. Or maybe even, for instance, here's another example. So I know that for my home, it would be good to purge the rooms, organize, make it nice so I can go put my hands on things when I need it, right? And so I wrote out the list and I was like, okay, I think I can do this by this date. I think I can do this one by this date. Trying to give myself a roadmap. And my goal was, once I did that, I would then treat myself to decorating our patio in the back, our covered patio. And then that way I could have a space, I could be out there with the kids. So it was something for me, but something that still benefited the house. So I'm saying that to say, if you're like, Jada, I can't just be selfish like that. Okay, cool. We're going to find a way around it, sis. I got you. So for this example, I'm saying I was like, okay, it would be good to do these things for my house. And I'm saying would have because I haven't finished. But now that I'm talking to y'all, I'm going to get back to it. So my goal was, let me do this. This will be great for my house. And in turn, I am going to do something that is going to be for me, something that's going to be good for me, something that I'm looking forward to, get to decorate something, spend money on doing this. And yes, it still kind of like improves the house, but it was like my space and it's going to be my space. So when my friends come over, we can have the kids out, we can watch them, da 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 da, right? So if you need to attach it to something, start there, but start. So what are you going to start? What are you going to do? Let's start with the list. Let's start with, okay, these are things that I would say yes to if I had money or resources, whatever that is. And then if you need to have some incentive to make it just feel a little bit better, what is something that can benefit, let's say, your home or your family, but then there's a built-in reward for you? You know, maybe it's, for me, another thing I want to do. because I haven't done this yet either. But another thing that I want to do is I want to have a quarterly staycation by myself, meaning every quarter I'm going to make sure my kids are good, make sure the husband is good, and I am going to go get myself a hotel room. I'm going to go to dinner. I'm going to have an overnight by myself, do whatever it is, and just for me. Because I believe I deserve some time for me. So I haven't done that yet, but I am going to definitely for 2026. I'm going to get after that. So these are things that would bring me joy, and it's going to help me to reset, recharge, honor myself. And guess what? My plan and what I envision is when I come back from that, I am going to be a better wife and a better mom because I am honoring myself. My family is understanding this, something I will communicate with them. And then they're going to benefit from that. So think of it like that too. All right. So I know I've gone a little ways in here, but here is a Bible verse for you for this topic. And it's, again, Jesus speaking to the disciples. And it's John 10 and 10, which is very familiar with a lot of us. And maybe just a little bit of a different spin on it, right? And it's out of the NIV. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. So Jesus came for us. Jesus came not only for our sins and for our salvation, but he came to be an example. And he also came so that we can have the life here on earth that he desired for us. So why are we throwing that away? Why are we not taking advantage of joy and peace and being able to do this through things that light us up? Because in turn, that is a testament to him. All right. So that's the verse for the week. So a few other things, and then I'm going to get up out of here for you. But mom guilt. I think a lot of us don't do things because we have this guilt, right? I've already kind of touched on it. We are made to feel either by other people or even ourselves. Oh, I'm being selfish because I am taking time and money and energy and whatever away from my family. But we should not look at it as though us making time for ourselves as being selfish, but is allowing us to thrive and then to continue to pour from more of a fulfilled state, if that makes sense. We have, you know, a sense of fear of failing. A lot of us are like, ooh, I'm scared to try anything new because I'm scared that it's not going to work. You know, what if I'm like, oh, I'm going to buy this, you know, I'm telling my family I'm going to buy this set so I can be out here and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, well, you never did it because you didn't do this stuff. Okay, yeah, I haven't made it yet, but it doesn't mean that I won't. And it doesn't mean that if I, again, go and say, I need your help and I need your support, maybe they'll support me and maybe that will help me to reach that end state. We have to realize that not doing something doesn't mean that we're a failure. Not doing it in the time frame doesn't mean that we're a failure. It just means that it didn't happen at that time, and that's okay. As long as we get another chance to get up day after day and try again, we can try again. So we don't need to feel like we're failing, and we don't need to feel like we have to do things by ourselves, okay? We don't want to feel like we're losing control if we're, you know, okay, now I'm making time for myself. Am I losing control of my family or am I losing control of whatever is that I have responsibility for? No, we're not losing any of that. These are additions. These moments of getting to find joy and to do something for us is only going to help everything else. You're not losing control. You're still there. And even if you have other people to help you, it doesn't mean that you're relinquishing that. You're just finding the way to get to all the end states that you are having to make sure are met. And we also don't want to disappoint other people, right? So we're like, oh, well, I can't do this because I'm going to disappoint somebody. So let's say you sign up for a dance class or an art class and you're not able to make it. Life happens. Let's stop thinking of all the things that could go wrong and just go and try and see what happens and know that people are pretty understanding when things happen. So it's not about disappointing people. And it's really, really shouldn't be about disappointing yourself. That should really drive you. We don't want to disappoint ourselves. We need to honor ourselves, honor our peace, honor our happiness, honor our desires and wishes and wants and all of those things that we keep pouring into other people. Let's not disappoint us. Other people will definitely understand. So us trying new things, it doesn't mean that we're selfish. It means that we're still alive. It means that we're still trying. It means that we are still being the example for our babies, for our house, you know, our house, our husbands, our families, our communities, our friends. It just means that we're still here and we still are trying. And that's what we need to do. Another thing is, let's reframe some things. Instead of saying, you know, me time, maybe it's purpose time. As we're unblocking our purpose, we are doing things that serve us, serving God, so that we can do all the things that we're called to do. All right. So maybe you're like, ooh, me time sounds too selfish. Okay. Reframe it. Reframe it, sis. It's purpose time. Journal out your desires. Journal out, you know, what saying yes looks like. Because then maybe your subconscious will tie it to, I need to do these things to get to this end state, which is going to allow me to show up even better. Okay. And then block time also. Block time for being curious and like that childhood curiosity. Like, what makes you light up? Is it like, oh, I wonder what it would be like to skydive? I don't know why that came to mind. I don't want to do that. But if that's your thing, girl, go for it. But what would that take? And what would that feel like? What would that mean to you to be able to do that? So we want to, you know, reframe this. What is that purpose? Once you accomplish this goal and getting to do something for you, what does that look like and feel like? And let's get after it. Because if it's something that's important to you, I'm pretty sure your end state is going to be like, no, I'll feel liberated, or I'll feel excited, or I'll feel fulfilled. Whatever it is, it's going to be something positive, and that should start motivating you to make the plan. So we have to understand that it's okay to start again, be a beginner, start from the basics, go back to the basics, and have that curiosity and that want so that you can share it and be excited in all aspects of your life, and then modeling that for your family. All right. So what is one thing this week? What's one thing that you can think of that can bring you joy that you don't have to feel guilty about by taking time to go and do? That's what I want you to think about. And that is what I want you to, you know, as you're journaling down or writing a list of things that you would say yes to, or, you know, things that you would like to do, you know, maybe circle the top five that really feel good to you and start another list. And then we can start aiming and focusing on that. All right. You deserve this, sis. You deserve to, you know, have joy, and you deserve to try something and to get out there and to have time for you and to find that purpose as we're unblocking our purpose. Right. So remember, you don't need permission to be more than just a mom. You just need the courage to begin. And I hope that this is what this episode brought to you. Let me know. Join the community. Share with us what it is that you're going to try and do. And we're here to support you. I am here to support you. And I cannot wait to hear how it goes once you accomplish it. All right. So until next time, love you. Bye. Okay, lady, now's your turn to go check out the Facebook community and grab your journal, Reclaiming Your Identity, if you haven't already. Your future self will thank you. Thank you so much for joining me today. I truly hope that you've enjoyed this episode. If so, would you do me a favor and take about 30 seconds and share it with a friend, a sister, a mom, or any woman that you know is also ready to unblock their purpose? And if you could also please leave a quick review for the show wherever you're tuning in from, that would be great. It really motivates and encourages me to know that I am walking in my purpose and helping you. After all, we are better when we come together. All right, sis, until next Monday, remain blessed and continue taking steps to unblock your purpose. Bye.